You know that feeling, right? Like sheer panic. You stumble into the kitchen at 2 a.m. for a glass of water, you flick on the light, and suddenly the counter's just, well, moving.
Oh, yeah, that is the absolute worst.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's a horde of these diminutive, brownish tan marauders just scurrying into the shadows before your brain even registers what you're looking
yeah,
at.
Yeah, pure nightmare fuel.
Completely. Anyway, welcome to today's deep dive. We are bringing our hands-on experience as experts at Griffin Pest Solutions to really dig into the latest research and field notes on German cockroach infestations.
Yeah, and our mission today is to figure out exactly why these specific intruders require immediate, you know, proactive measures the very second you spot even one of them.
Right, but honestly, I mean, I've got a bone to pick with this whole premise. We deal with tiny pests all the time. I've battled ant infestations that drove me up the wall, and ants are microscopic.
They are, yeah.
So, why did the sources single out the German cockroach as this uniquely terrifying threat? I mean, aren't all creeping household bugs basically the same kind of problem for you?
Not at all. I mean, if you treat a German roach like a standard pavement ant, you've honestly already lost your kitchen.
Wait, really? Lost the kitchen entirely?
Pretty much, yeah. It really comes down to their anatomical engineering. It isn't just that they're small, you know? It's how their bodies are physically structured to exploit the actual architecture of your home.
Okay, so how are they structured differently?
Well, their exoskeletons are designed almost like a stack of nesting plates. They can dynamically compress their bodies down to a fraction of their normal height.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they aren't just squeezing into visible cracks. They are actively sliding into these millimeter-wide gaps between your cabinets and the wall, or like the imperceptible seams inside your electrical outlets.
So my comparison to an ant is completely off.
Yeah.
Right, because an ant's exoskeleton is rigid.
Exactly.
But a German roach is, what, physically flattening itself to slip into structural voids that just shouldn't even be accessible.
That is the key difference right there. And that anatomical quirk, well, it directly dictates their behavior and their habitat. Because they can compress themselves into these impossibly tight spaces, they are perfectly adapted for a hidden lifestyle.
Right. That makes sense.
But they don't just settle for any tight space. They are uniquely adapted to human environments because they require the specific warmth and humidity that, you know, our HVAC systems, dishwasher motors, and plumbing lines constantly provide.
Oh, so they aren't just wandering indoors by mistake because it rained or something?
No, not at all. They are aggressively seeking out the microclimates we create.
Okay, well, that definitely explains why they're so hard to locate. But, I mean, hiding well doesn't explain how they take over a house so violently.
Right, that's true.
If you're just tucked away behind my refrigerator compressor,
right.
Why is that an immediate crisis?
Well, that brings us to their biological defense mechanisms. Specifically, you know, their reproductive efficiency.
Okay, I have a feeling this is where it gets gross.
You're not wrong. Most insects lay their eggs somewhere dark and just leave them highly vulnerable to the environment. But a female German cockroach produces an Uthica. That's a tough, protective egg case.
Right, the Uthica.
Yeah, and she carries it firmly attached to her abdomen right up until it's ready to hatch.
Meaning she physically protects the next generation from, like, environmental hazards or even standard exterminator sprays that might be out there in the open.
Yes, and that is the real threat. When she finally drops that casing in one of those protected humid crevices, it hatches 30 to 50 nymphs at once.
Wait, 50 at once?
Up to 50, yeah. And these nymphs aren't helpless larvae either. They are miniature, highly mobile, fiercely hungry versions of the adults that just immediately start foraging.
Okay, let's just look at that math for a second, because that is absolutely terrifying.
Do the math. Yeah, it's wild.
If one female deposits 50 nymphs into a tiny, unreachable crevice behind your dishwasher, those 50 mature in just a few weeks. Half of them are female, and then they each drop 50 more.
Exactly. You don't have a slow creeping issue here. You have like exponential multiplication happening completely out of sight.
Wow.
Which is exactly why the research insists on proactive, immediate measures. You combine their elusive speed, their demand for our warm indoor plumbing, and this explosive, protected reproduction cycle.
It's a perfect storm.
It really is. You have an organism engineered to establish dominance in a structure way before the homeowner even realizes they're sharing the space.
Which completely reframes that 2 a.m. kitchen light scenario we talked about earlier.
Oh, 100%.
Because you aren't seeing an isolated scout on the counter. You're seeing the overflow.
Right, like, right. You're seeing the ones that couldn't fit in the wall anymore.
Mm.
But consider this final angle before we wrap up. Because their life cycle is so rapid, relying on over-the-counter sprays often creates a much bigger problem.
How so?
Well, if a standard chemical spray kills 99% of a colony, you might think you've won.
I mean, I would definitely think I won.
But those survivors, they likely possessed a genetic mutation that kept them alive. So when they reproduce, what happens?
Oh, wow. So when that surviving 1% immediately reproduces by the dozens, you aren't just repopulating the colony. You are actively, selectively breeding a super colony of chemical-resistant roaches right inside your own kitchen walls.
Exactly. So I want to leave you with this chilling question to mull over.
Let's hear it.
If they are absolute masters of squeezing into microscopic crevices and reproducing by the dozens, when you finally see just one scurrying away from the kitchen light, how massive is the hidden empire already thriving in your walls?
For professional help, call Griffin Pest Solutions at 269-353-0934.